Welcome back after almost a month to Little Big Things. I hope you are doing extremely well. Welcome back to the show. I am Sanskar Dubey. Well, there has been a long delay, like really long delay in between my episode 9 and this one, the episode 10th. Well, where was I? I was busy doing some stuff. I was busy running my poetry account on Instagram, which was pretty much dead. I don't like dead things, so I thought, why not bring it back to life? And now that it is running quite well, I thought, why not start my podcast once again? Also, I kind of forgot about this. Sorry. But yeah, I forgot about things a lot. So, apart from this, a lot of things have happened in the past month during my absence, and I think I'll be talking about those things. So yeah, let's start with the news segment, shall we? So, 2020 has been a year of protests and COVID-19, of course, but there hasn't been a month where there has been not a protest. And protests are good. I mean, we should protest against racism and everything else, and things that are unfair to us, and things that are taking our advantage. So the latest protest that is going on in India is the farmers' protest. Now, what is the farmers' protest? I will explain it in brief. The government recently passed 3 bills and turned them into an act. And the farmers are against it. They don't like those bills because they are worried that those bills will lead to them losing their MSP and will lead to them losing much of their livelihood. And they think that the bill will give too much power to the corporates and too less power to them. Now, what is MSP? First of all, let's clarify that, because I have seen a lot of people who don't know what MSP is. MSP is the minimum support price for the crop that a farmer gets when he sells it to the market. It is the minimum price, okay? I have seen many people who think that it is the maximum price. No, it is the minimum price. It is the base level. So it is kind of like the universal basic income for farmers. So they think that if the bill, that this bill will reduce the amount of the MSP and might even just completely eliminate it. So initially their one and only demand was that they wanted to be written in the bill that the MSP is not going. Then they also had other demands, like they want to go to a court in case of non-payment, and the 3-day grace period that has been given to the businessman when he purchases the crop should be eliminated. The protest started and they have become so huge. The government has said that it will, amend the bill and solve their queries. But the farmers are now pretty much saying that the bills should be completely eliminated. All 3 of the bills should be taken back by the government. Now, I will not force you. I will not guide you into one direction. I will not tell you that you should follow this direction, not this direction. I think we all should read about this. Read the new bill. Read the previous system that was in place. Read whether it was good or bad. And read what the entire world is doing right now and the standard of farming that is being followed worldwide, and then see whether the current bill is good or bad. Now, I know some will say that I am not from farming sector, so why should I look, or some from farming sector will say that you are not from farming sector, so why should we listen to you? Why should you have an opinion? You are not related to it. It is not your problem, but I think it is all of our problem. And I think I can have an opinion on it, and we all can have an opinion on it, and we should have an opinion on this, because it is our problem. Because if the farmers are angry, and if the bill is not good, then it can affect us too. Because what if the prices of the vegetables goes out of, you know, fluctuates a lot because of this? And what if maybe you are not farming today, but what if you want to enter that field tomorrow or in some years? It can affect us too, so we should know about this, and we should not follow someone blindly over this. Like if someone said that this is wrong, or someone said this is right, you should just follow them because they said it. You should be knowledgeable yourself, you should know about it all yourself, and then you should form an opinion on it. Because frankly, if you go by the media, then the left-wing media will always be against BJP, the right-wing media will always be pro-BJP. And their entire agenda will run from these sites only. They will only show you the news and the side of the story from their glasses, from their perspective. And maybe their perspective might not be true, because there are always three perspectives to any story: your perspective, my perspective, and the truth. And here we need to just read and educate ourselves before forming any opinion. Okay, so this is what is happening in India right now. This is a huge deal, and this is a big deal. We all should think about it and try to figure out what is the problem. And here's the end. Especially, I have realized that the one thing I want to say here, that regardless of anything, is that this whole protest and this everything that this situation is really screams of, you know, misplanning and bad planning on the part of the government. And the bill was passed in a rush, in a really great rush, and then after it was passed, it was implemented, and it was not it was the queries were clarified in a very lethargic manner. That is not a good thing. This could have been avoided very easily had there been just some communication between the makers of the law and the people who were affected by it. Some communication, maybe some clarification, maybe some advices, anything. And this whole situation could have been solved very easily, but it didn't happen, and that is a big problem in our country as a whole. No issues are solved on time without any big drama being created over it. We need a lot. So there is a clear absence of proactiveness in our country, and that is something that we need to deal with. And we need to solve. I hope we will solve it eventually. So this is what is happening in India. And in international news, another huge thing is happening, and that is that the antitrust lawsuit against Facebook, which is simply two lawsuits have been filed against Facebook that say that Facebook has unfairly taken over its competition and killed all the competition that there is. Against it, and has formed a monopoly in the market. And if the lawsuit goes against Facebook, and the decision goes against Facebook, then Facebook will be forced to sell off two of its biggest subsidiaries, which are Instagram and WhatsApp. And this is a huge thing, because if Facebook does lose this lawsuit, and if it is forced to sell off these companies, then this will have a ripple effect in the entire industry, and many more such instances can be seen after this. And maybe internet will lose. Internet will not be dominated by a few companies anymore, right? Facebook side of the story is this, that when we bought Instagram and when we bought WhatsApp for $1 billion and $14 billion respectively, they were not as big as they are right now. They became big because it was us who was working on them, and because we worked on and we planned for it. And had it not been for us, they would not have been as big as they are right now. And it is kind of true too. like they were not as big when Facebook bought them, but the thing is that potential was there during that time, right? So this is a very interesting case and something that we need to keep updated on, because it's interesting and it can affect us too. How? Because we all spend a lot of our time on Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, especially Instagram and WhatsApp, because Facebook is not as big in the younger generation anymore, and that is the chief thing that is worrying Facebook, because their entire growth is centered on Instagram and WhatsApp nowadays, and they are even turning WhatsApp into an online payment app. So there is a lot at stakes here, and it can affect us because we use Instagram and WhatsApp, and in case they get sold off, to someone, some other entity, we might see some new innovation or we might see their demise. There is no, and even, and also if Facebook loses its power, we might see some other bigger platforms rising, and that is a good thing, right? So yeah, this is what, and other things that are happening in international news, the best thing is that vaccine are available now. Finally, vaccine are being made available in the markets, and United Kingdom has even started injecting people with it, which is a big deal, which is a great thing. Even Russia is saying that it is injecting people with its vaccine. Even China said that. So it is a good thing. Even India will get its vaccine by next year, which is a great thing. And so finally, we are at the end game of the pandemic. And I hope the next year brings a lot of happiness and love to all of you. And all of you and us. All of us. Yeah. And finally brings good health and mental peace to all of us. And maybe some peace. Some really good lasting peace. Where we all understand each other. And we are willing to communicate with each other and talk to each other. And realize that maybe we are not as different as we think we are. And why do I say that? I say that because I will be talking about in the next segment. Can say. So here we end the news segment. So where was I in the past month? Like I said, I was writing. I had this sudden creative burst and I started writing a lot, writing many poetries. I'm still going through that burst, and I really wish that I go through it for a long, long time. So I was writing, I was posting it on my Instagram. My poetry account was pretty much dead, and I don't like dead things, so I tried to bring it to life, which I do with a lot of things. I don't like dead relationships, I don't like dead friendships, I don't like anything that is dead. I try to bring it back to life once, twice, thrice, or maybe four times. It depends on how big of a debt it is. Yeah, so I was writing, and you know, the thing with me is when I start writing or when I start doing anything and I start focusing on something, I kind of forget about everything else. And in this time I forgot about the podcast, and the thing is not this podcast, I forget about everything. I even forget about people, that I need to talk to people, I need to talk to someone. I completely isolate myself from everything and just focus on the thing that I am doing. So when I was writing without a pause. So yeah. But then I realized that if I want to bring my channel back to life, I should talk to people too. Especially on my page. And I started to communicate and connect with different artists around the world. And I realized that there are a lot of cool people here. A lot of cool people. I met a lot of cool people, and some of them are so cool. I really hope that I can build a friendship with them. Like seriously, I always wanted foreign friends, and now I have a chance to build some friendship with them, and it's just amazing. They're talented, they're so talented, doing so many great things, and they like same things that I do, like amazing. And I realized that no matter how different our upbringing is, our economic background is, our culture is, no matter how different the standard of living is, between all of us, there are few things that are quite common in all of us. First of all is the desire of friendship. It's a kindness. It's a desire to help someone. You know, it is quite common amongst all of us. It's awesome. Like seriously, when I started to talk to people and I started to communicate with them through my page, through my poetry page, and started to connect with them, I just peeked a little. I didn't completely barge into the door to meet them. I just peeked a little. I was like, hey, your work is good, because I only talked to people whose work I really liked. So I talked to them and I just peeked a little that, hey, wanna connect and this and that. And they welcomed me with open arms. They really treated me with so much courtesy, so much love. It really melted my heart and made me realize that there is a lot of love inside all of us, and that we all should really start showing it more. Because when you show someone even a tiny bit of love, it remains with them for a long, long time. Really. I felt it firsthand, so I can tell you that it really affects you on a deep level. And when you give that love, even you feel good about yourself, feel good about this world, because you're giving someone the love. Because that will, someone will also give you the love in return, and you will find that there is so many common things between us. There are things that we can laugh on together, that we can connect on together. And that is the most beautiful thing that there is. So apart from this, I also thought about how I can change the show up and, you know, make it more fun for me and for you. And I realized that I should start bringing in people now. So I will try to bring in people after some episodes, once, you know, they are available and they have the time to come to this show. So maybe I start calling people and we'll start talking about different things, about our different experiences in life, our relationship, our love experiences, our personal goals, the experiences that we have dealt with, friendships, with everything, politics, with our hobbies, with our career, with our writing skills. Like seriously, I write a lot. I am a writer. I told you I write. I will call some other storytellers, some writers, and they will tell you about their techniques and the way they write, which is extremely interesting, like really interesting. It will blow your mind when you listen to some of the people and their methods of writing and their methods of storytelling. And I'm pretty sure that you too will start experimenting with their methods, and you too will start relating to it, because it is that interesting. So maybe I'll start calling people, and when I start calling people, I think the language of the show will not be completely in English. It will also include Hindi a lot, because really, if I'm calling someone and I'm friends with them, there comes a time when Hindi comes out. Like seriously, it just comes out. Like, I don't know how, but it just comes out. So yeah, better things are coming in this show. Just wait and watch. Wait and hear. Yeah. So yeah, with this we end this episode. I hope you had a great time. I hope you learned something new. And you know, I hope my next episodes won't be as delayed as this one was, and that I can be regular with this show now, and you know, improve this show even further. And I finally want and see it in a place that I want it to be seen, that I have always dreamt it to be. I want it to be what I have always dreamt it to be. So yeah, I'll try to do this. So thank you for listening, and I hope you come back for more and you share this. And I hope that gap was not so long that you forgot about me, because that's sad. Yeah, so thank you.